This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Say that again. Who do you love?
Oh, my God. Thank you.
And you're not Stalin supporter?
I can't. No, I'm not. I'm an anarchist.
Hold on. So there's not a Facebook with you saying you love Stalin.
Off of me. Go away.
I'm just asking.
Go
I don't know.
Go away. Go away.
How many did I adopt? I kill my kids. Ultimately, your sympathies do not lie with black people. They lie with your racist, white, middle-class agenda, and that's where it will always lie, and you will be destroyed holding that line.
You own that label. You are a misogynist. You are a misogynist.
Oh, my God. Look at
my wait a minute. You marching a Black Lives Matter thing with a hammer and sickle? Is that you? Anyways, do you have any language skills other than cuss words? No, more pathetic than Gollum.
More pathetic than Gollum from Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
You don't want to talk?
Not to you.
You just want to block everybody else's microphones?
I want to talk to you. Why the f*** would I want to talk to you?
You sure came out here and you sure made fools of yourself, so thank you.
I think it's interesting about this, Alex, and I've encountered this a lot. When I go out to these demonstrations, I meet people who are anti, you know, whatever the cause may be. They have to come up with just something ridiculous. Like you heard the girl in the clip saying, what's it like to meet an alien? I was like, I've never claimed to meet an alien or Bigfoot or all these other things that they concoct in their minds to try to destroy our argument.
She didn't understand that Alex had been speaking with the producer in an earpiece saying, what's that, producers? What's going on? And she's like, what are you speaking to, aliens? And what's so interesting is, you notice none of those...
Because they don't know how anything works.
There's no substance in it. There's no actual substance in what they're saying to you. They're just cursing at you and telling they love Satan and they want to kill babies. I mean, and they're like, we're going to win. We're going to destroy the white middle class. Oh, okay.
It's the real A-team out there. I hope they put those guys out there.
But I tell you what's scary. A lot of them will end up like running federal departments and stuff. You watch, it's those people. In fact, we have the Larry Graffold clip where he's in with the weathermen that trained Obama, and they're talking about putting us in re-education camps. I mean, they actually have North Korean and Maoist propaganda running around with posters. I mean, we can laugh at it, and I know it's funny at a sick level, but they were on their phones going, we're not allowed to leave yet. Okay, is that what he says? And we've tracked them back to this UT professor that does have money behind him and is Soros connected.
I mean, let's
so this is their jobs.
There was a guy driving around in a Jaguar waving money out the door.
An $80,000 one.
Yeah, waving money out, which we speculate it makes the most sense. That he's saying, hey, whoever causes the most trouble, you know, get some cash. And not to mention, I've been downtown having some dinner one time when they took over. It's so funny they accuse us of taking over Black Lives Matter. They infiltrated the Black Lives Matter
and let us
downtown and put communist propaganda in it, basically saying kill all cops, kill pigs. And here the cops are. This was the most ridiculous part.
They were being nicer to them because they were
driving on their bicycles behind them, saying it's okay, guys, no big deal, it's not causing any issues. And they're like, kill cops, pigs, cops. And they're like, well, hey guys, you know, let's make sure. And they blocked off all the roads for them. They blocked off all the roads.
Yeah, we saw it went out there.
Yeah, and the cops are super nice. Kill all the cops. Kill the pigs. And, yeah, you're going to destroy the white class Americans, right, sure, with your amazing ideology of Mao, who killed 84 million, and they have tattoos of Stalin.
Final comment, Jakari. Great job, Anthony. Final comment.
I'm just happy everybody came out today, or came out yesterday, and we saw the true colors of those communists.
Everybody loves it when you jump in front of me when I'm about to fight that.
They even mess with old men and young ladies. I can't take it anymore. I was like, you guys want to fight, then let's fight.
What were you going to do if he hit you again?
I would have did what I had to do. You know, I didn't provoke the guy. I said, you need to stop what you're doing. If you take a swing, it's going to end there. And he decided not to do that.
Well, I wish he would have.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. You've got to get attention in this world. You've got to snap people out of their trance. And so I am launching and have been launching a frontal assault on the globalist in the info war to draw them out, to show people who they are. And if that means them destroying me, so be it. I don't want that. But if that's in God's plan, I do. I'm committed. Like a kamikaze coming in. And I'll tell you this, it feels good to be on the right side. We've got the globalists in a stranglehold. We've got to realize we have the power. We're not going to be held back by the New World Order. This is our greatest test we're now facing. There is so much to cover. Net neutrality faces First Amendment challenges because it's not really net neutrality. World's oldest person dies at 116. I'm reading Drudge Report headlines. A lot of these are up on InfoWars as well. Magazine saying it could be the demise of the Democratic Party because they're pushing the stagnant Hillary. Hillary forgets where she is in public. But the really big bad news, the disgusting news, Orrin Hatch on trade bill. I don't know fully what's in the TPP myself. There's actually a video of that. It's on Breitbart. Drudge Report has it linked, drudgereport.com. Senator Elizabeth Warren went to the Senate floor to push for immediate consideration of a bill that would make the Obama trade text public. You've got a coalition of liberals and Tea Party fighting together against the establishment Republicans and Democrats. Right now, Congress has to go to a secured room to read the text, thousands of pages, and take notes or to discuss what is in it with the public. The motion failed when Senator Orrin Hatch, Republican Utah, objected since it required unanimous consent. Then they go on with the quote here with Orrin Hatch and others basically whitewashing it, and Orrin Hatch saying he doesn't know what's in it himself. Well, it's 30-plus points, only one of which is leaked, and it's incredibly draconian to free speech, the end of Internet freedom as we know it. It's a consortium of private corporations and lobbyists with government representatives from China, you name it, on the board with voting power to veto the United States, and Congress isn't reading it, isn't letting it come out, and is turning it over. This is world government. This is corporate world government tyranny in your face. This is what we're dealing with. Now, I mentioned the really good news if you just joined us. The official Al-Qaeda / ISIS magazine and videos have come out attacking Infowars.com, and they're saying that they're sick of the conspiracy theorist claiming that Western intelligence is funding their jihad operation, that they're having trouble getting recruits out of the UK, Europe, and the United States and Canada. Again, I've explained how this works. They've had the controlled opposition come out and say that Jones is being CIA again, claiming that ISIS is real. It's all fake. So they have that fake attack. And then they got the other attack saying, no, it is 100% real, not partially fake, like Alex says. What's really going on is this is a large synthetic terror group funded with over $5 billion by the United States alone, several billion from NATO, the French and others, Turkey, you name it, big coalition, officially sending in jihadis trained in Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and other areas with backups from the West to go in as basically mercenaries. They've taken two-thirds of Syria or close to it. They've taken part of Iraq. They're going to create a new Islamic state out of it that's run by Saudi Arabia. That was always the plan, to break Iraq in three parts. Just Google Pentagon plans to break Iraq in three parts. That was out 15 years ago. That's Wesley Clark talked about it. Okay? I just happen to know what's going on. This is not rocket science. And there's my video from last week. The ISIS Ramadi victory and the breakup of Iraq, order out of chaos through Sunni-Shia conflict. Kurt Nimmo wrote about it. I guess he's written a new article about it, but there's the video where I covered it last week going over it all. And they're hopping mad that I sit there with a map and just explain to everybody. In fact, if they're so mad, can you guys bring me a hands-free microphone for later once Stu gets in here? I'm going to go over to the map over there of the Middle East, and I'm going to explain this even better for people because it needs to be done for all the young Muslims out there. They want to radicalize Muslims so they can have a clash of civilizations and destroy your culture and destroy good Muslims, okay? And that's why the globalists are funding both sides to collide, and you know that's a fact. And the real sin is killing Christians and non-radical Muslims and not being tolerant. And the real sin is working for the satanic Saudi Arabian government and going around and persecuting people. Repent now. Repent now. I'll guarantee you your soul's in jeopardy if you're a Muslim, Christian, whatever, if you do these type of atrocities and if you don't repent of it. It's never too late, but you need to repent of what you've done, and you need to leave ISIS, leave Al-Qaeda, and stop it right now. I want to warn you, though, they'll grab you on the way back because you're not real Al-Qaeda if you haven't participated in stuff yet, because they know you may speak out. So you may never be able to go home again. So you really got set up. You were part of something really sick. And your best bet's just to get out of Al-Qaeda or ISIS and go back and shut your mouth. They may leave you alone. So, yes, we are Infowars.com, and our listeners are the main contributors in helping break up ISIS. That's right. Our government could take them out anytime they wanted to. They're waiting until it gets out of control. Then they're going to send them in and push them back into Western Iraq, into that area of Syria. That's been the plan. I said it last year. I said it 4 years ago. It's always been the plan. And but, again, we're decompartmentalizing where their own operatives cannot defeat us because we're telling their people what's going to happen before it happens. You can't beat the fact that we have your game plan. And again, I'm not on a power trip, but I've realized we need to let the listeners understand how epic this time is and how powerful you are and how powerful truth is. Now, Leanne McAdoo joins us right through the rest of the hour. I'm going to have her in here with Dew when he comes up and Paul Watson. And Paul Watson's holding on Skype right now. He'll be with us as well. We're going to have a big roundtable discussion for the rest of the hour. Before we go to Paul Watson, your take on the free speech attacks yesterday, recap where we were, what we were doing for new listeners at the pro-life rally. You were here watching it live. You helped discover, along with CJ, their Facebook, that they were communist, that I already covered them before and didn't know it. And then they would deny, live on TV and radio, when we had their pictures up and videos up, that they were communist or Maoist. And then the I love Satan, I love killing my children. And, you know, they had devil tats and all of it. What would you call these people? Scum of the earth, under the rock dwellers, psychic vampires, the biggest losers in the galaxy.
Really sad and confused. I mean, here we have the one girl who seemed to be sort of the leader yelling at Karen, calling her a white savior and stuff, and you know how...
Well, the leader the leader was a little blonde, and she's a Time Warner operative over there, I guess, over there working at Time Warner. But we're going to investigate that and let talk to Time Warner. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I mean, obviously confused, because she has tattoos on her arms of two racist white people who are... She, like, bows down to them. Hello, Stalin, Lenin, what are they? You know what I mean? Like, how confused do you have to be to say how against you are you want to take down the white race and then you get them tatted on your body and you, I don't know.
It's totally sick. Well, I mean, what did you make of her saying, I killed my babies?
Well, I got to tell you, I couldn't sleep last night. I was up really late last night because that just, I can't believe that there are people like that. They're real people who are organizing a lot of young people and who are mobilizing young people in Austin and other cities around the country. And
that's who leads them all over, I'm telling you.
It's frightening. It's so frightening. And I was like, I mean, it really shook up. I could not fall asleep last night. I just kept replaying that over and over in my head about how they say, excuse me, pardon me, as they're barreling through you. Or they would shove and push, and then as soon as someone shoved and pushed them, they're like, oh, calm down, oh.
You know? You're assaulting me, I'm going to sue.
Yeah, and like everything.
And be like, oh, hello, officers, we like you so much. Meanwhile, on their website, kill pigs.
Right, and it's the opposite.
Rotten pig heads. And
it's the opposite of the truth. Everything they say is the complete opposite.
That's what communists are like. Leanne, here's what's scary. I've been doing this 20 years. Well, 25 as an activist. That's normal.
I mean, to think
they all get PhDs and go on to run things.
Yeah,
they look the same, they act the same. Each generation, I've had them come over and grab you, go, "We're gonna kill you someday, Jones. When the commies take over, we're gonna get your children." I mean, that's who they are.
And they're very patient, and they'll wait decades to implement this plan. I mean, how many more people
smart psychopaths don't just go grab kids off the street? They go and they become the government.
And they plot and they plot and they say, "Everyone, just calm down and wait. We'll let you know when we're ready to attack." So that's the thing, is that they plot this, and they'll wait years, decades. I mean, you see these policies, like you said, Obama graduated out of that, and now here he's the president of the United States, decades later. You know,
absolutely. We're going to break. Watson's with us for the rest of the hour, doing a great job over at Infowars.com. Paul, you watched this from afar, but giving us your take from London, what really stands out for you?
Well, it's just the irony and the hypocrisy of it, Alex. I mean, we've got them on video calling themselves anarchists. They call themselves anarchists while embracing the most violent form of statism in recorded history,
right.
The Cultural Maoist Revolution, the Great Leap Forward, which killed at least 60 million people, okay? State-imposed genocide, and they call themselves anarchists. And in fact, their own name, Red God, the Red Gods, comes from what Mao called for, to enact that violent, brutal revolution. So that's derived directly from what Mao called for back in the 60s. And it's also, again, the hypocrisy of, you know, protesting against state murder, Black Lives Matter, against police brutality.
When you're calling for state murder, you're always a genius, Watson. We're going to come back and break it down.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother, because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
There's a woman in the night. She's got a baby in her hands. According to these people we've been talking about, they need to be fed on a garbage disposal. Not empowered. It's just the anti-human attitude, and these people have been running the country and the world for the last 60, 70 years, and look how hellish it is, and now humanity's falling apart. Because having no value on people creates a hellish world. Not a good one. We've got breaking news. They've got a group of U.S. military veterans, group of veterans building army, raising funds to put down the rabid dog of ISIS. Let me tell these guys this. It was the U.S. military a few years ago that said no to openly backing al-Qaeda, so the government changed the name to ISIS to confuse you and is actually funding them. The way to beat this is InfoWar explaining that ISIS is funded and run by Western intelligence and trained openly in bases in Turkey. And now even al-Qaeda's coming out attacking InfoWars. I say al-Qaeda, they call themselves ISIS, and saying, don't listen, we are not part of the West. We're not Western funded. And Steve Watson did a story. It's great. We could do another story adding even more admissions to, hey, directly to ISIS, a message to ISIS fighters. Here's how you've been conned. Here's the whole history. Don't be part of this. Leave now. And we could have ISIS basically shut down and collapse. The military won't be sent in until they've already established their state, part of Syria and part of Iraq, breaking Iraq in three parts. That's always been the plan. Kurd, Shiite, Wahhabist. Three parts. That's the plan, with the third part extending into Syria and then breaking the rest of Syria up into other groups. Basically, Western run on the coastline to get the pipelines, to get the oil and gas. Paul Watson, I want to get back into the vampires and finish up with them. But first, pretty big news to have al-Qaeda putting us in their videos, ISIS putting us in their videos, and coming out directly and saying, don't listen to the conspiracy theorists, to their own recruits, and admitting it's hurting them. I mean, that is exciting. It shows the truth trumps everything, Paul Watson. Is it starting to get just too much, though, to even believe how InfoWars is changing the world on a daily basis?
Well, I mean, we're definitely steering the narrative. And I think given the news that it's, quote, conspiracy theorists who are making all these militants flee from ISIS, you know, I think we're owed apologies by the mainstream media and by the White House, because it was their directives as far back as 2008 in the Bush administration, which said that, quote, conspiracy theories were a recruiting ground for terrorists in the Middle East. And now it's actually worked out the opposite way. While they're getting all these, you know, mysterious airdrops of weapons from the U.S., that we're the ones that are convincing them to leave by pointing out.
That's right. The Iraqi president has documented the airdrops to them.
Exactly. And, you know, Belhaj, the guy in Libya who is leading ISIS forces in Libya, he was armed and funded by NATO, by the UK, by the U.S., in the first place when we went in and took out Gaddafi. So the fact that they're waking up to this and realizing that the goal of ousting Assad, which was their goal for years, is now being achieved to a large extent by ISIS. They control half of Syria now. But really, what does it benefit the U.S. military-industrial complex to fight ISIS? So, again, we're owed apologies by all these people who claim that we were the terrorist recruiting ground for ISIS.
Absolutely. Getting back to the vampires, you're making a great point. They claim they're anarchists, but then they got Lenin and Stalin all over them. They love Mao, the ultimate total statist who live like kings while killing tens of millions apiece. And then you expand on that. I mean, just the idiocy of it. And then creamily saying, I kill my children, I love Satan. How would you describe these people? Just the most spoiled, rotten, little maggot punks, disconnected from reality? I mean, how would you describe these rats?
I think you really don't need to throw many pejoratives at them. They discredit themselves with their own behavior. They have the debating skills of six-year-old children on the playground who can only hurl insults because, you know, they've got no debating skills whatsoever. Their ideas are so cliched and shallow that only, you know, arrested development infantilized man babies could ever adopt them. And that's why they were there at the protest yesterday, refusing to debate, refusing to talk, because they can't defend their own opinions.
Well, they're all mad at their middle-class or rich parents, and they're rebelling to freak them out. And they're all freaking out hearing this right now, not knowing how we know this. I mean, come on, you guys are a joke. You're the same everywhere. A lot of them are little trust fund kids, and they're there on their, you know, parents paying for their education, bitching about the country. I mean, they're just, I don't normally use words like rat and scum. I'll just say what people said and say they're tyrants and the enemy. But these people are a spiritual type, and they love death. And I think God will probably give them what they want sooner rather than later. Paul, stay there. Leanne, stay there. We've got Duke coming in as well to add to the discussion. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during the slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother, because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your super male vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Just keep a coming. And put your head out to me, cause I'm gonna make you burn. Gonna take you down. Down, down, down. So don't you fool around. Pull the trigger. We're here live. I think we played this liner twice today, but that's okay.
Twice is awesome.
Twice is awesome. Got a fire at will. They're riding around in my car, huh?
Band I've seen the most of all the bands that I've ever seen. Just seen them many times. I've taken foreign exchange students to see AC/DC.
You know, here's the deal. I love God. I'm not perfect. I know rock and roll's got its rebellious tinges, but the point is, all these fake Christians sit around and go, he has rock and roll music, but I don't see them out trying to save babies' lives at an abortion clinic or trying to get fluoride out of the water or trying to actually expose the devil worshipers. You know, humans are wild. We're aggressive. Look at King David. Look at Solomon. They weren't perfect, but they loved God. Their heart was right. Yes, they were worldly. And I'll say it all day. I'm not up on some high horse. I'm not attacking people that have had abortions. If they're not saying, I'm glad I killed my baby, I love death. That's the big difference here. And I want to get back into that with Paul Watson. Rob Dew's here to get into the overall tyranny of the so-called left on universities.
The training ground.
For the end of free speech. That's what political correctness is. It's where they can be racist, they can be hateful, they can do whatever, but you don't have any speech, period. All speech is labeled bad, and they're the authority. They're the arrogant little authorities because they've been knighted by the professors that live in their own bubble, you know, spewing all this garbage. You pay $100,000 for your kids to get a UT education or whatever school it is, and if it's not in engineering or whatever, it's basically like toilet paper. All you learn how to do, you know, is how to hate men. And the average man's just dumbed down, stumbling around, not having any idea what's going on because the leadership's been taken out. How can little InfoWars be in international news every day, be changing debates, have major governments admitting they listen to it, have ISIS recruiting plunging, doing what the U.S. military isn't allowed to do because we know the truth. The truth will set you free. The truth has power. Everybody should be looking at what we do and going, why is it so effective? Because it's true. It's true. I mean, I'm watching the feed live yesterday when David Knight said the other night, and the instant I saw him, I went, oh, my gosh, they're going to say they're anarchists, they're really communists, but they'll be Satanists. In fact, I said it on air. I said, in my opinion, we go down there, it's them. I see that look. I see those. I mean, I saw him from like 50 yards away on the camera. The camera's like 50 yards away, and I instantly, the bearing, the spirit, the nastiness, the evil. Rob Dew, I want to get your take on all of this. Watching it, seeing it, what was it like here as the InfoWars Nightly News director watching it?
Well, I was out there shooting from across the road, and immediately
they
popped up, and I'm like, I'm zeroing in on these guys. They're going to cause trouble because I've seen this type of behavior before with these types of people.
How could you tell, though?
One, it was the clothes and the way they were dressed, but then, you know, they weren't really organized. They were kind of bumbling around, and then, like, it was so pathetic watching them try to block the signs, and they were just trying to throw them up in the air and block them, and people had bigger signs that were holding them up, and I just thought it was amazing.
It was the weakness.
Right. And all
you could feel the weakness.
All of our protesters, the people that came in for the Black Lives Matter protest, didn't say anything to them. They were being respectful. They're like, I'm just going to put my sign in front of yours. And they would get in front of them and like, well, I'll just move my
sign
in front
of yours.
And then they started bumping them. Then they started like throwing the tar paper on them as they were trying to like walk away. Like, I'm going to go walk in front of you. And it was just going. And then we go, Jakari goes and asks the guy a question. He goes, don't be aggressive. I mean, that is baby. Like, I can't think of anything more baby to say. Somebody asks you a question, you go, don't be aggressive.
I should have let that guy hit me again and then just said, don't be aggressive when I broke his jaw.
Yeah, don't be aggressive.
Well,
I mean,
as soon as he walked away, he was, like, attacking the guy with the sign.
Well, and I got the shot from behind. When I saw them all linking arms, I knew they were going to do something. I didn't think they were going to try to run over a crowd of people, which I think was the dumbest move.
Including, like, 8-year-old kids.
Well, and the first guy that hits this old guy, and he's just standing there, and they just run over him. And then they go after you guys, and they ran into Weldon Henson, who's just, you know, he's a good old boy. And he's like, I'm not moving. I have to go around. And, I mean, that was just great to see that.
And I liked how they started hitting him, so he just started choking two of them. He just grabbed two of them by the throat, started choking them to the ground.
He was like, you better calm down.
Exactly. And that's how you have to be. And you're right. Those people are bullies. And they want to walk around and get in your face and say stuff. And then if you say one thing, don't be aggressive. Yeah. It's just so.
Help me, I'm weak.
Like, hitting. And they're like,
I told you the Jedi are taking over.
But the breeding ground is the universities because they teach you about free speech zones and they teach you how to not say the wrong thing because it may offend somebody.
They're the boss. It's all about take control. Oh, I'm liberal. Say what I say or I'll denounce you. Denounce me all day as a heretic. I'm sick of you.
And having to get your signs approved and what you're doing. And I just went back and just did a few searches. One which really stood out was the Young Americans for Freedom. They were passing out constitutions back in 2014. And they were stopped. They were told, you can't pass.
It was banned.
Yeah. And then there's other students that were just trying to pass out. It was pro-gun signs, the anti-Obama sign. Then you had another
group. That was just this week.
That was this week. And then also in George Washington University, they told the students there, actually at Dixie State, that they couldn't have signs lampooning Bush and Obama. It's like you can't do anything.
And of course, the university used to be about the place where anybody could do anything anytime if you were a student.
Exactly.
And now then all you can learn about is white privilege and white guilt. Well,
and do you remember back in 2011, you had my brother here. He was doing the paper on Ron Paul and how the media was ignoring him.
And he already had his degree in statistics. He was going to do another one. Are we allowed to talk about it? They threatened his master's when he did work for us.
Right, exactly. And they didn't like the fact that he was talking about Ron Paul, the professor.
They told him. They said,
this is something you shouldn't be covering. You shouldn't be doing this. This is a non-issue. This is a non-issue. They just couldn't stand
it. They're all about stifling. It's the opposite of what a university would be in the Renaissance.
Right, exactly. It's like, hey, let's ask more questions. Why can't we just ask more questions? That's what it's supposed to be about. You know, when you take your philosophy, your
and in fairness, there are good professors at every university, but they're henpecked, pushed around, demoted, kicked out.
That's the only thing is the party line, and it's the university.
We ought to have your brother in and tell that story now that he's out.
Oh yeah, he's out and he's doing statistics for a pretty big company now, a company I used to work for. So he's doing great, but he didn't let that stop him. He still said, nope, I'm going to publish my paper. I'm going to do it. And then he put it out on InfoWars. They got so mad when he came on InfoWars. They were so mad.
Because that'd be a victory for them to shut him up.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I know so many executives, scientists, you name it, that go, we'll be attacked if I speak out. I'm going to shut up. You're going to lose everything if you don't speak up. So what if you lose your job? If we don't beat these people, we're going to lose everything. Don't you get it?
There'll be other people who will offer you a job. By speaking out, you'll get other people just to go, wow, that guy's got balls. He's got
He's who we need as a major person in this company.
Exactly. Let's bring this guy in. He's not afraid to speak his mind. So and that's what we need more of, and that's what we don't have enough of in this country. Everybody's like worried about offending somebody, and everybody walks around like this.
Well, that's why the cops, I later learned today, knew those were the kill the cop, kill the pig people, and they just kissed their butt, intimidated by them. Why is it if they're totally pathetic scum breaking the law, violating the First Amendment, villains? Why does everyone have to bow to the weakest pile of horse crap?
That's a good point.
I mean, I want to understand why, as a country, we bow to whatever's pathetic.
I think that's been a long-standing tradition in our company or our country for the last 30 years.
They've been training
people not to speak out, to go with the herd. And that's what we don't do here. We don't go with the herd.
That's it. Infowars.com. Not with the herd.
There you go.
That's the slogan.
And that's basically what we
Infowars.com. Chuck Norris loves it.
There is one good news. There's actually a college in the University of Georgia. They actually stopped their free speech zone. There was enough outcry from it.
I was arrested in New York for not being in a free speech zone. There were thousands of lawsuits. They don't do that anymore.
No.
Austin used to say free speech zone. I would say no, arrest me.
Well, and that's what it is. The story we just reported on, that's in a Blinn College.
So that's the good news. We're saying no, they're failing.
Exactly. You say no, and then you file a lawsuit. That's what you have to do, because otherwise they...
You want a lawsuit against the police when they arrested you?
Exactly. That was a free speech. That was a big free speech moment. And we weren't doing anything but standing on a hill covering an anti-police brutality.
And the cops are being given illegal orders. They should have said no, but we don't hate them. We're not their enemy. We want to reform them. We sued them and won to teach them that you will not violate the First Amendment.
Right. And that becomes a policy in their department.
Yeah.
They don't know. They're just following orders.
Well, and that goes only so far at some points.
Well, at the same time, there's a difference between not liking MRAPs and checkpoints and the police state run by the globalists, when the very same globalists now want to scapegoat the cops for everything. And then you go look from Ferguson to Maryland to everywhere, it's this exact scum, Soros-funded, that is agitating it all. So I will never join with those people.
No, they don't have anybody's best interest in mind but creating this revolution where they think they're going to have anything. Those people are pathetic. They couldn't build a school. They couldn't build a road. They couldn't do it. They would have no plans.
Yeah, here's the deal. Hey, Arde Saveda has been in this office many times. I want to get him back on. I think he's a good guy overall. Means well. He's done some good reforms in the police department. The department still has a lot of problems. Any big city would. But overall, I think we have a model police department compared to the wreck that, say, Albuquerque is, where we're on the radio. Major problems there. He will fire bad cops and does routinely. but I've seen changes. And it wasn't that bad before compared to other cities. It was a pretty good department. But I think it's gotten bad. But he said in the hallway here one day, he goes, hey, don't you say I'm a – I mean to poke you that hard, sorry. He goes, hey, we had to flee Cuba. You know, my dad fought against, you know, Fidel Castro. I went and looked it up. It was actually true, involved with the CIA, you name it. He goes, you don't sit there and call me a communist. I go, wait, you're setting up warrantless checkpoints. You're taking blood, which got overturned in the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. You're doing stuff. So all I'm saying is being anti-gun, going along with your orders from the Democratic City Council, yep, is violating my rights. And it is Mao Zedong type garbage, Fidel Castro garbage. And he goes, well, listen, just don't say I'm a communist because I'm not. Well, that's fine. But here's the deal, Arde Saveda. Those punk kids are going to get in a lot of trouble or end up getting hurt next time they punch somebody or attack somebody. And this needs to be investigated, them attacking a free speech rally and doing the things they did, and on their Facebook talking about attacking police, which goes over the line of free speech. Okay? So if I did that, the police would be here and they should be. I want something done about them. I'm sick of this crap. I'm sick of it. I want the APD to do their job right now.
We have people come here saying you were threatening people just because people were posting comments on your website,
right,
about with cops.
They're on their website saying, I'll go back to Paul Watson, saying that I'm threatening them to come to their hovels. And then they're posting other people's houses that, right, I don't live there. And fine, go to those houses. Go harass these poor guys named Alex Jones. There's 10 of them. 3 of them have gotten visits. Not since this, but other people. A lot of visits, crazy fans, you name it. The truth is that I don't even live in a house under my name. So you morons going to Alex Jones's houses, you're not getting there. Plus, if you get there, it's a gate, dogs, and a gun. Ain't nothing going to happen except you might, you threaten my family, you're going to be pushing up daisies. And that's not a threat. It's a fact. I've got my rights. So, again, that's the bottom line here, is that no, we're not threatening you. No, we're not coming to your house. Everything they say is a lie. We're not communists. They're communists. I'm threatening to come to their house and hurt them. No, I haven't. And then they do it to us. It's just sick. I mean, and do these morons really? This shows where they're so dumb. You think I'm scared of you when I take on the entire New World Order? I mean, do you have any idea the people that listen to this show and support it inside the system? If you did, you'd be scared right now, okay? Not of me. I don't have to do anything or say anything, okay? You have no idea who you're jacking with, punks. Excuse me, I want to bring Paul Watson on. Paul Watson shifting back into just the war on free speech by the so-called left. How do we stop calling them the left? How do we, because they're not liberals like Thomas Jefferson. They are snake cult, wing of doom, wing of death. I mean, what do you call people that say, I want to kill my baby, I love Satan?
Well, they're vicious authoritarians, and they don't believe in equality. This is the core of it. Leftists don't believe in equality. It's this oppression Olympics. They believe in this hierarchy of victimhood where truth is ascertained by degrees of gender and skin color. And as you said earlier, it's all coming out of the universities. What you saw yesterday during that protest isn't happening in a vacuum. You know, every single week on Twitter, these social justice warriors attack me. In fact, I was in Cosmopolitan, Time Magazine, and Marie Claire for simply making a tweet about how to spot a feminist. And then I was bombarded by all these death threats. They threatened to put me in a gulag in front of a firing squad and execute me with a guillotine, behead me, simply for making these tweets about radical feminism. So it's coming out.
Do a story on that, because I saw those. Some of these are prominent feminists calling for your murder. Again, why is the left allowed to call for killing people?
Over and over again.
They're crazy and aggressive and violent. But we're the extremists.
These are actually, we've got a story in the UK at the moment, for example, a diversity officer at a major university. She banned white men from attending a diversity event. She still remains in the position. Then it came out that she had tweeted under the hashtag, kill all white men. And they all support her. And the university has refused to fire her.
Well, that's like the diversity head in Sweden joining ISIS. But let's expand on that, Paul. They make U.S. Army soldiers wear red high heels and march in public now.
Yeah, I mean, in Sweden, politicians there are talking about bringing back jihadists who have fought with ISIS and giving them jobs and counseling at taxpayer expense, which, you know, the Swedish troops don't even get. So, it's, again, extreme liberalism is a mental disorder. And in places like Sweden, they've literally got, you know, rape is off the charts. They've got entire Muslim no-go area ghettos where fire crews, ambulances get attacked. But now they're talking about giving them jobs and counseling and making the taxpayer pay for it, for ISIS terrorists. And that's liberal.
What it is these are deviants at the end of the day. That's why they're like, I'm an anarchist, I'm a Satanist, I love killing my kids, I love, you know...
My armpit hair.
I love, you know, I don't use mayonnaise, I spread poop on my bread. I mean, that's basically who these people are, is they're like a bad cat that, like, urinates on the furniture. I mean, they're just screwed up people that can only survive in this rich, decadent society that they want to destroy. I mean, these people wouldn't survive 10 minutes in the jungle in a barbarous fight. I mean, these people are a joke.
Because there's no one to get free stuff from. They'd be looking around, where's the free food? Are the fish not coming out of the stream to jump into my plate? No, it's not how it works. You got to actually catch the fish. And we did some research on some of these people. They're failed artists is what it is. They're just disgruntled artists. They're oh, the system's so bad. Because
if we just kill everybody and shoot police, that'll fix it.
And that's their answer to police brutality, is to usher in a totalitarian regime that's responsible for the deaths of tens of millions of people. That's their
imagine if these idiots who can't even tie their shoelaces tried to go kill a bunch of cops, what would happen? They want to go attack a bunch of trained killers.
Yeah.
It just shows how stupid they are.
I mean, look what happened to those bikers up in Waco. They didn't last very long up when they were getting shot at by the cops.
Well, that we more and more that is looking like a setup. Like maybe one guy pulled a gun out. They want to start a war on the biker groups.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't like some of the outlaw motorcycle clubs, but there is a war against anything American. And they leave all the Mexican drug cartels alone, but they're coming after the biker gangs because a lot of times they're actually patriotic.
Letting the commies run free.
Absolutely. It's Joe Biggs is looking into that. We'll be right back with Paul Watson. I'm Alex Jones.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producer producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
InfoWars is number one. Number one in smashing group level of propaganda. Number one in creating world news stories that affect planetary awakening. Number one enemy on the communist hit list, the Nazi hit list, the ADL hit list, the Southern Poverty Law Center hit list, the Mecha La Raza hit list, the new Black Panther Party hit list. Every gang and racist scumball organization hates our guts. And you know why? From the Jewish mafia to the white supremacists, why they all hate us? Because we're a fan of people across the board, and we believe in empowering humanity and promoting liberty worldwide. Paul Watson's got to leave us. I'm going to do 30 minutes overdrive with Joe Biggs on the whole biker situation and some research he's been doing. These guys were all shot center of mass or right between the eyes, basically, by snipers, it looks like, set up. We're not saying the police are bad on this yet, but it looks bad when they're saying no bikes riding around the state, period. Another bizarre statements in Reuters. Before we go any further and get final comments from Paul Watson, you guys are with us 5 more minutes than Joe Biggs after that in overdrive. Infowars.com/show. For everybody that doesn't have a station carrying the fourth hour, you can find the video and audio feeds there or the free podcast. And please support your local AM/FM affiliates, become sponsors, support the sponsors, and spread the word. That is a key. And also buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. Shortwave radios, high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds, incredibly low prices, 20% off Super Male and Super Female Vitality. That ends this Sunday. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for your support. Notice it's all about life. Promoting the Second Amendment to defend life. High-quality seeds. Water filters to cut out the garbage, high-quality nutraceuticals, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Paul, closing comments on this whole fiasco. Do you think these miscreants realize how big this blew up in their filthy leftist faces when they acted like demonic Renfields?
No, because last night on their Facebook page, they were literally getting deluged by our readers and listeners. And they were deleting comments as quick as they were coming in. So I don't envy the person having to do that because they must have been up all night. But, you know, it's a badge of honor to be attacked by these sycophants, basically, to the religion of death. And it goes back to abortion in general as an argument. You know, from a libertarian perspective, I can see that it's a state violation of the body. But the problem is a lot of these pro-choice advocates, to a greater and greater degree, as you mentioned earlier, are celebrating abortion as this great right. This isn't just a bunch of communist students. This is Gloria Steinem wearing a T-shirt saying, I had an abortion, with her arms up celebrating the fact, using a coat hanger as the symbol for her organization. This is people like Emily Letts, who did a Cosmo piece about how great her abortion was. She said it was cool. She said it was a special memory. And she gets all the press, she gets all the media attention. So it's this idea of elevating abortion, which should be a regretful, somber experience, to the point where it's now being openly celebrated and promoted while these people chant, you know, Hail Satan in the Texas State Capitol building. It's disgusting.
Well, they also post on their video still of me yelling at them. That was a message to them. It's not like they caught me doing something. Yeah, that's my humanity. That's my war face.
Well, they turned it around and said that you were there because you were against black women, because that was a Planned Parenthood that serves a mostly minority.
Yeah, because Margaret Sanger, the founder, said they're weeds they want to kill. Yeah, right.
And the young guy pointed out how Planned Parenthood was set up at the minority school.
Oh, even arguing with these people is incredible. Look, I've been around a lot of these leftists, and they really are racist. I don't know about these idiots. But, I mean, I've been around the Democratic Party people. They're like, you really don't want a bunch of blacks, do you? Including black people. And I'm like, what? I mean, Michael. It's just incredible. Paul Watson, thank you so much. We'll read your writing at InfoWars.com. Overdrive starts now. I'll be back this Sunday, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. live.
Thank
Central
you for
with the Sunday transmission.
To GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.